Well, as you're getting seated, grab your Bible and go ahead and turn with me to the book of Mark, chapter 5. We're going to be in the book of Mark, chapter 5 a bit. Mark, chapter 5, we're going to take a look at verse number 21 to start out. And tonight I've entitled our time in prayer called Waiting for Results. Waiting for Results. Often when we pray, we know the answer is a yes. How do we know that the answer is a yes? Well, you know, you've got God's word on it. A lot of times you can just go to the Bible, open up the Bible, find yourself a promise, and you can ask God for that promise, and you know with your mind that the answer is yes. That's not the problem. The problem is that while we're waiting for the yes to manifest, we encounter some things. Mark chapter 5 illustrates this beautifully. Mark chapter 5, verse number 21 says this. It says, "Now when Jesus had crossed over again by boat to the other side, a great multitude gathered to him, and he was by the sea." Now, I think it's important that the Bible records stuff like this, because oftentimes we get a picture of what's going on with Jesus. Jesus has been crossing the lake. He just went to the 10 cities area. He healed the demoniac. He was filled with a legion of demons, and he cast them out. And you know the story. He was in his right mind. He was clothed. He wanted to go with Jesus, and Jesus assigned him to go back and to spread the good news that he had been healed and that Jesus was the Christ. So Jesus crosses back over. And now that he's back over on the other side, the people have been hearing what's going on. Word of mouth has spread all over the place, and they are thronging Jesus. There's a great multitude, and Jesus is by the sea. Verse number 22, it says, "And behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet." This is very unusual for a synagogue ruler to do in those days, especially somebody who was controversial like Jesus. But Jairus knew something that the other people didn't, and this is what we find out about Jairus. This is the reason why Jairus would humble himself in this manner. Verse 23. It says that Jairus begged him earnestly, saying, "My little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed, and she will live." Jairus had a request, comes to Jesus, humbles himself before him, falls down at his feet, and he says, "Jesus, my little daughter is sick. I have a 5-year-old little girl. Her name is Chloe. She is the most precious, the most amazing little perfect girl that I have ever seen. And I remember, you know, when she was just a little baby, if she had a tummy ache, my world was just rocked. You know, it was like if she had a stuffy nose, man, we were going into prayer and we were confessing the scriptures and all. I mean, and it was just a little stuffy nose from teething or something like that, you know. But if you're a parent in this place, you know when your kids are sick, man, you are just on the inside. You're all tore up and you can't think about anything else. You're just wanting your child to feel better. And so here's Jairus, and his daughter is sick, and he comes to Jesus. He's heard about what Jesus has been able to do. He's heard about the miracles. Maybe he's seen people who have gotten healed, seen people who have gotten a miracle. And now he falls down before Jesus, and he presents his request. And look at the faith of Jairus. Look at what he says. He says, "My little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed." Not if you can, not would you please so that maybe it'll happen. Not, "I've heard about you doing this to other people, and I don't know if you ran out of healing power, Jesus, but if you could, please, you know, maybe spread a little bit of that love my way." No, he says, "Come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed, and she will live." See, there's faith in the statements of the synagogue ruler, partnered with humility. He's not commanding Jesus around. He's presenting a request to him, but he's presenting it with faith, knowing the character of Jesus. Oftentimes in the Bible, you find that everywhere Jesus went, that not just some of the people that went to his meetings got healed. The Bible records that all of the people that went to Jesus' meetings got healed. Can somebody say amen? See, some of you guys came in here tonight and you've got issues. You're in need of healing. You're in need of emotional healing. You're in need of physical healing. You're in need of mental healing. You're in need of financial healing. And yet sometimes we beat around the bush with God and we don't have the faith behind our prayers that gets the job done. And why do I know that it got the job done? Look at the next verse. Verse number 24. So Jesus went with him. Listen, Jesus didn't stop and have an organized meeting with the disciples. What do you think, guys? Should we go with this Jairus? I mean, have you heard about him? synagogue ruler. Is he on our side or is he on their side? No, he didn't patty cake around. He didn't wait. He didn't beat around the bush. No. So Jesus went with him. Jairus had a yes. Jesus went with him, and a great multitude followed him and thronged him. Now, remember, we don't have a problem getting the yes. Oftentimes, the problem is that waiting period. We hear the yes from God. We sense the approval of God. We get the peace of God. And the Bible says that the gifts and callings of God are irrevocable. God is not going to give you a gift and then take it away. God is not that sort of a giver. When God gives you a gift, he releases it to you. He gives it to you. God is a good God. He's not playing games. He's not mean-spirited. He's not cruel. God is saying, here's the promise. You can have it. Here it is. Yes, it's yours. But we have a problem when we don't see it immediately snap into existence. We have a problem when we don't have it in a minute or less. You know, God is not some cosmic drive-through window with the red little number on there flashing that if you don't get it in a certain amount of time, you get your money back. Hello? See, God wants us to grow to the level and to go to the place where we can receive the answer to our prayers in the natural. God knows the timing. God knows the placement. God knows your number. God knows how to get it to you. But sometimes God wants to take us somewhere. Remember, Jesus was by the sea. Jairus' daughter was not by the sea. She was laying down at Jairus' house. There was a journey that they had to take to get there. So I want to take a look at a couple things quickly tonight. Problems we encounter while waiting. A couple of quick things that will help us in our prayers. Help us to continue to believe in faith and to receive our prayers. Problems we encounter while waiting. A couple of quick things. Number one is the journey. Number one is the journey. Remember, I just said it. Jesus was by the sea. He had to walk from the sea through a multitude that was thronging him. That means that people were pushing up against each other. These people were trying to touch Jesus. These people were trying to get to him, trying to ask him questions. Jairus wasn't the only one who had a sick person in his life. There were other people that were trying to get their needs met, trying to find out if he was the Christ, trying to get him to reveal himself. The Bible says many times that people were trying to make him the king. So there were all sorts of people with all sorts of agendas trying to push through Jesus, and there was a journey that they had to take to get from the sea to Jairus' house. It's a natural thing that there's a time frame for events to happen. We understand that in order to get from point A, you have to go through certain steps to get to point B. Just like tonight when I got ready to come here at my house, I had to get my keys, get into the car, put the key in the ignition, turn it on, back out of my garage, drive down the street to the highway, drive down the highway, get off the highway, drive here, park, get out of the car, and come into the church. See, there was a process that took place, and that's a natural thing. You know, this is vividly illustrated. If you ever watch an older movie, how many of you guys have watched an older movie and it drove you nuts? Anybody know what I'm talking about? See, we watch the newer movies, and the newer movies, somebody says, hey, I'm going to go over to my friend's house. The next scene, they're knocking on the door, right? In the older movies, for some reason, they felt like it helped the story, or you needed to know that they were going and grabbing their keys and getting in the car and turning the ignition and backing out of the driveway and driving down the highway and pulling up to their friend's house and taking the key out, opening the door, shutting the door, walking up, knocking on the door. And you're sitting there just, get there already. My goodness, how long is this movie? I'm not watching AMC anymore. My goodness, you know? And yet our hearts have been conditioned to think that this is how God operates, that we pray, we knock on the door, and the Bible says, well, the door will be open to you. But remember that he said, seek and you will find. There is a journey. Ask and it shall be given to you. See, there is a process that God takes us through, oftentimes through our prayers. Don't let the journey stop you. Rather, get ready for the journey. Be prepared for the journey. Get yourself ready for the long haul. You say, Pastor Dan, you are not making me feel happy about my prayer request right now. Listen, if you truly believe that you received it when you prayed for it, then you wouldn't have that mentality that a wait is a bad thing. You would have the mentality, I've already got it. Now I'm excited to see when God's just going to drop it on me. See, that's a different sort of mind frame. That's the faith mind frame. See, Jairus said, Lord, you lay your hands on her, she will be healed and she will live. Jesus went with him. Now Jairus is ready. But there was a time frame he was waiting. Even Elijah was fed by an angel. And he was told it was because the journey was too great. He had to be prepared for that journey. Real quick, I'm going to put Psalms 37, verse 5 up on the overhead for you. It says, commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. That word way, another word for way in the Old Testament, you'll find it is journey. Commit your journey to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. See, there is a way that we have. There are things that we are going through. And the Bible says that when we commit it to God, and say, God, I've asked for this, but now here I am in the middle of a journey. God, I'm in the wilderness. I don't know which way I'm going, really. But God, give me your direction. Give me understanding. It says, trust also in him. Trust. Have faith in God. Lean on him with it. Give it all over to him, and he shall bring it to pass. See, I've seen people try to bring prayer requests to pass in their own strength, in their own timing, and in their own order, and it has done nothing but cause disasters. People who get in relationships that they should never have been in. All of a sudden they come crying and they're like, oh, why did I do that? It's because you're impatient. You didn't wait. You found the first cat that came along that looked good and said, all right, let's go. This is the will of God. Listen, you need to commit your way to the Lord. Sometimes people get in business deals and things because they wanted to get rich fast. And yet, didn't commit their way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and God will bring it to pass. In his time, in his way, with his approval and his goodness behind it. The journey, problems we encounter while waiting. Second thing is distractions. Distractions. Remember, there was many people thronging around Jesus. Here's Jairus walking, and can you imagine how he felt with all these people? If it was me, I'd be slapping people. Like, get out of the way. I've got my answer to prayer. My daughter, don't you understand? My daughter is sick and to the point of death. I think your hangnail can wait. Come on, get out of the master's way. He's coming to my house. I got him. He's coming. I've got his attention right now. And as they're pushing through the crowd, as Jesus is making his way, they're walking very slow and they're going, but this multitude is thronging around him. In the midst of all this, we find that there's a woman with an issue of blood. Now, this woman is pressing in through the crowd and reaching out, and she actually gets a hold, and she thought, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, if I could just get a hold of the hem of his garment, I know I'll be healed. And she gets a hold of the hem of his garment, and all of a sudden she feels like the blood, the flow of blood inside of her, is healed. And so she quietly was going to dismiss herself. She got her healing. And I think Jairus would have been all right if that was it. You know, if everybody that walked up and just touched, okay, you got it. Okay, we're going to keep going, all right? Just come on and touch as we go. And yet Jesus stops everything. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Time out. Somebody touched me. And the disciples had the reaction we would have had, right? They said, Lord, have you seen all the people around you? What do you mean? What'd you talk about, Willis? Have you seen all the people that are touching you? Like right now, there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 people touching you right now. And you say, who touched me? And he says, no, healing virtue just went out of me. Jairus is probably freaking out on the inside. Oh, no. I hope he has some left for my daughter. And now he's going to stop and find out who touched him. Look at all these people. Everybody touched him. Are we going to interrogate everybody right now? And here comes the woman, and she tells him the whole truth. She says, just tells him about her struggle, tells him what had happened to her, and she glorifies God. You are the one that healed me. You are the healer. You are Christ. You are Messiah. Now, Jairus may have been happy for this woman, but I bet you in the back of his mind, he's going, come on, come on. How long is this going to take? Lady, can you get up? We're done. We've heard the story. We've heard you praise God, but I've got a sick daughter that's still waiting to get her healing, and I've got my answer. I just need to get Jesus to the house. While they're waiting, somebody comes up and actually says, hey, don't bug the master anymore. Your daughter's dead. See, there's distractions that come our way. Sometimes we think that the death of something is the end of something. But listen, the death of something is not the end of something, because death didn't even stop Jesus. So don't let death in your life stop you from getting the answer to prayer when you know it's a yes. Can you say amen? Don't get distracted. Don't get distracted. Isaiah chapter 26. If you want to turn there with me, this is a great verse. Isaiah chapter 26. Isaiah 26. Verse number 3. Isaiah 26 verse 3 says this. Speaking to God, it says, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." That's a great promise from the Bible. You ought to circle that or underline that or you know, write it down in your notes or something like that. You will keep him in perfect peace. Who? Whose mind is stayed on you. That means that you're not going to get distracted. You're not going to look to the right or the left. You know, sometimes when I'm trying to hear from God and when I'm trying to press into God and when I'm in that prayer time, I just zone everything out. I like to pray in the shower because all I hear is the rush of the water, you know, and it kind of is like that static, that shh, you know, and all I will do is just pray and listen for the voice of God. Turn off the TV, turn off the cell phone, turn off the computer. Maybe you can get out and get into your backyard or your front yard or something like that. Maybe you got the time to go up to the mountain. But don't get distracted. When you're in prayer and when you're believing God for something, hold on to it firm and steadfast in the faith, knowing that you have a yes from God and knowing that it's just a matter of time until you see it manifest in your life. Amen. Problems we encounter while waiting. Number one is the journey. Number two is distractions. Last one tonight is fear. Fear. Oftentimes when we're waiting to see a result from God, we get into this thing called fear. It's common, something that happens to everybody. Many people in the Bible were told not to fear. We're told that we are never to be afraid. We're not to be dismayed because God is with us. God is for us. If he is for us, who then could be against us? What can man do to me, the Bible says. And yet we still live in these natural minds and this flesh that we still are putting under and we have to get control of, and we get into these fear moments. I mean, it's a natural thing when Jairus heard that his daughter was dead to think, that's it, it's done. It's over. Jesus can heal, Jesus can cast out demons, but I haven't heard about him raising anybody from the dead yet. Can he do that? Will he do that? I asked him to come and lay hands on my daughter who was alive and make her well. I didn't ask her to come. I didn't ask Jesus to come and lay hands on my daughter who was dead. And we listen to the voice of other people. Oh, don't bug the master anymore. Your daughter's dead. Come on, let's go mourn together. Let's go weep together. Let's go wail together. Come away from Jesus. Let him do his thing. We're going to go do our thing. How many of you have been believing God for something and it felt like the end of a matter? Felt like the thing just dropped dead right in front of you. And yet God speaks a word to Jairus. Look at this. I want you to take a look at this. In Mark chapter 5, turn back there with me to Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5, verse number 36. It's a great word. Mark chapter 5, verse number 36. Look at this. As soon as Jesus... Mark chapter 5, verse 36. Are you there? As soon as Jesus. Let me say it again. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken. See, Jesus was right there. And even though Jesus and everybody had their attention on this woman who was praising him and was telling him about how she was healed, somebody came up and probably whispered in Jairus' ear. But Jesus is ever attentive. Jesus knows what's going down. And it says, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Do not be afraid, only believe." He said, I want you to get your eyes off of the situation. I want you to get your mind off of death. I want you to get out of this fear. I want you to get out of this realm. And I want you to get back into faith. Only believe. Only have faith. Only trust. Only stay with it. You've got your yes, and my yes is yes, and my no is no. And if I said I'm going to go, I'm going to go. If I said I'm going to lay hands, I'm going to lay hands. And if I said I'm going to heal, I'm going to heal. Only believe. Some of you guys have had bad reports. You're fired. You're sick. It's cancer. He's gone. She left. The kids aren't coming home. They're in jail. There's a lawsuit. Some of you guys have heard these situations in your life. And Jesus is speaking to you tonight. Somebody, this is a word for you. Do not be afraid. Only believe. Have faith. See, you've prayed. You've lifted up your prayer. You've lifted up your request. You've even got a promise. You know what the Word of God has to say on it. Now God is saying, get your eyes off of the situation and only believe. Doesn't matter what the mortgage company says. Doesn't matter what your boss says. Doesn't matter what the man or the woman said. Doesn't matter what your neighbors say. Doesn't matter what the school teacher said. Listen, if you got a promise from God, if you've lifted up your prayers and you have a yes, only believe. Just do that one thing, church. Just get your eyes focused on Jesus. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. That word looking means that you're turning away from everything else to set your focus and to set your gaze. Why? That we may run the race with perseverance. God has called us. But remember that there's a journey that we have to take. There's distractions all around us that we've got to overcome. And there's fear that's going to try and come in and stop us. But here Jesus goes to the house of Jairus. Puts everybody out. All these people were laughing. He said, listen, what are you guys wailing for? She's not dead. She's just asleep. They start to mock and ridicule Jesus. He puts them all out. Come on, get out. Don't let the door hit your ear. And he goes in and lays hands on that girl. And he says, little girl, arise. And she gets up and he says, don't tell anybody about this. I want you to feed this little girl some lunch. What is God speaking to us today? When you get your answer, continue to feed it. Continue to grow. Continue to go forward. Only believe. Trust in God. Did you guys get something from the Word tonight? Praise God. Praise God.